beautiful people. Welcome to a Wednesday edition of the program. Stoke and Josh, rocking with you 10 to 2 every weekday, and we appreciate you being here with us. We got some stuff to get into today. A bunch of mock drafts making the rounds. Nuggets are back in action, but the Avs, Stoke, as Will will start. But first, how are you, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great, man. This is, look at that weather outside. You know, my mood is kind of dictated by the weather.
Sure.
And when you see like a nice forecast of four or five great days and, you know, I don't even see a cloud in the sky. I absolutely love it. So we're getting to the time of year where it's almost really golf season for me.
Yeah.
The weather's kind of turning. I know we got a few more snowstorms probably coming up, but that's okay. It's melting quick. I absolutely love it. We got some action tonight with the late night Nuggets-Suns game. Last time it was a classic.
It was.
They lost, but it was a classic overtime classic game. So looking forward to that one. Bummed about the Avs. But how are you doing?
I'm good. Fired up. See, the weather bums me out right now because I'm leaving Colorado this weekend to go to crappier weather, which is not ideal. But
that's when it's depressing. When I want to leave here, like when I'm leaving here, I want to see snow every single day.
Same.
Right. I want to see, like, if I'm going to Arizona or California or something, I want to see awful weather here. It makes me feel better about myself.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. So I'll be in Vegas, so I'm imagining I can find some things to do with my time, but sitting at a pool with an umbrella and a drink is kind of what I was preferring, and that's now out of the loop.
The weather's not good enough for that.
Raining and crappy all weekend.
Just stay in the casinos and gamble on basketball all weekend.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't feel that bad for you.
Okay.
Yeah, so not at all.
What about Kelsey, though? Like, huh? She's kind of screwed.
Well, it's not about her. It's about you, brother. It's
there
about you.
Go.
It's that's about you.
About
it's
Stoke.
About me. That's all that matters, Josh.
Yes.
Come on.
All right.
We're selfish, right?
That's right. That's
okay.
Right.
We've
all right,
good.
It.
That's right.
We've
yes.
Earned
we've
it.
You've earned your time in Vegas.
Yeah.
Enjoy it. Don't worry about the significant other and her time. She'll be fine.
That's exactly right. I'm going to tell her that later today.
Don't tell her I said it.
Oh, okay. On behalf of Stoke. But no, let's get into it, man. The Avs loss. I don't know how to feel about it because the Canadians are bad. They have the Avs number for some strange reason, sweeping the season series. And it's a game where I look, all right, did they overlook the Montreal Canadiens? Did they put a lot of emphasis in what happens later on here in the week with the Rangers and the Predators? Or do you just chalk it up of, hey, Sean Walker took a really bad penalty with 5 minutes left that put the Avs behind the eight ball and they couldn't really make that final push? How do you feel about the loss?
Yeah, it was a bummer. But look, it is what it is. It's one of those games where it's just like, all right, turn the page. Let's move on.
Yeah.
I'm not putting a lot into it. I'm just not. Sometimes, guess what, Josh? Puck doesn't go into net.
Yeah.
You know, it just happens. Like, you know, you're a hooper. Sometimes the ball just doesn't go in. It's just one of those games. Football, like sometimes the ball just bounces the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
It's sports. You know, it's just like they had some good opportunities, and they I don't know. Sometimes the goalie's lucky and good at the same time.
Yep.
Right? And the puck just bounces the wrong way for you. That's the way I look at that game. Bad penalty late. You're like, goodness, okay. You know, I don't know, five and a half left, around 5 minutes left, mm-hmm. whatever it was. And you get a four-minuter.
Yeah.
Right? So.
And they didn't even get in and off the net until like 35 seconds.
Well, yeah. It's just not ideal.
Yeah.
Of course. And so that's a bad penalty there. Just things like that. It happens. You weren't good on the power play, obviously. And so, you know what I put in that game? Nothing.
Okay.
Who cares? Turn the page. Let's move on. We'll get ready for the next one. It is what it is. And I'll try to take some positives. Thought Anonen was, you know, only gave up two.
Yeah.
What do we say? If the Avs only give up two, that's got to be a W.
They should win 4-2.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen. McKinnon, his streak continues.
Yep.
Which is really, really cool. It's his home point streak.
35 games now. And now he's the only player in NHL history to have 19-game point streaks in the same season twice. He's now the only player to ever achieve that stat in the history of the league.
That's cool.
Pretty good.
Yeah, that's one of those stats where it's just like, okay, 19, what is it? I mean, cool. If it's ever,
yeah,
it's cool.
It is.
I mean, McKinnon scored in 43 seconds, Josh. Like, I'm trying to get the game on. Trying to figure out how to get the game on, right? And all of a sudden, I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, damn. Okay, yep. Let's go. Because we talked about it was going to be a beatdown.
That's what we thought.
That's what we thought.
Mm-hmm.
-1.5 was -160-something for the Avs, right? Mm-hmm. They were a huge favorite, -1.5 goals. And they started off that way, and it's like, all right, this is going to be nice. This is going to be fun. It's going to be a beatdown. And then what, like 9 seconds later?
Yep.
They gave up they gave up a goal. So two goals in less than a minute, and the Avs don't score the rest of the game.
Mm-mm.
That's remarkable. That's unbelievable. Like, that's why I'm just saying, hey, whatever. You had 1-9 in a row. You just didn't play your best. They played well. You got bad puck rolls and bounces and all that stuff. It is what it is. I'm not putting anything into it.
All right. I'm with you on that side of it. Like, I'm not going to freak out, okay? The Avalanche had won 9 in a row. If you're going to tell me they're going to win 9 out of every 10, I think I'd sign up for that, even if it is a bad loss to a team like the Canadiens. So, yeah, tough break. There was a couple. Miko had a poster. I mean, he's right in front of the net and goes high, hits the post. Was it Ross Colton or Miles Wood that had, like, 3 shots in a row right in front of the netminder and got nothing out of it? Like, there were some opportunities. The Avalanche just, like you said, the puck luck wasn't there for who the Avalanche were last night. So that's a tough break. Now go get right against the Rangers, as I'm sure Ball Arena will be filled with Rangers fans coming up tomorrow night. So what are you feeling, Avs fans? You bummed? You're worried? Or like Stokes said, you're just writing it off and getting ready for New York? Tell us at 303-713-1043. That is the Ramos Law. .com text line. Another thing I learned this morning, and we can get into this a little bit later or further in the next segment, is Eddie Lampkin, the big fella from CU. He does have a year left, so he does have that COVID year we were trying to figure out, but it's not going to be at CU. He entered the transfer portal this morning.
Okay.
So big fella out. Dak. Drew, what's that guy's first name?
Bangot Dak.
Bangot Dak, yeah, is a big 6'11 dude, kind of lengthy and skinny. He'll now be the big for Tad, but Lampkin does have the one COVID year left, and it won't be up in Boulder.
Okay. I mean, I guess he could come back, right?
I guess he could, yeah.
You can go to the portal and come back, can't you? Probably not, though. Usually when you enter, I'm sure that you're most likely gone, but...
He's probably looking for some cash, right? Like, hey, who can fork over the most money?
Yeah, why wouldn't you?
I would.
Right? That's the name of the game right now. So if I was in his shoes, I'd do the same thing. So good for him. Hopefully he makes some money. And if he's not playing here, hopefully he goes somewhere and plays well and gets paid good.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, play good, get paid good.
That's right. That's what I was going to say. He played good. He looked good. Well, a few less turnovers. Maybe that paycheck's a little nicer coming next year for Mr. Lampkin. All right, so that's the news coming out of Boulder today.
And I did do that bet for you from yesterday, by the way, BTW.
I don't want
you to brush that one under the rug.
I wrote it down.
I was going to get there. I wasn't going to say it. I wasn't going to, but I see it on the notes.
Yeah.
And so I did do it. I'm like, all right, before the game, I'm like, all right, I got to get my action in here. And it was Miko goal. I did a Val goal, but also did a Lekkonen,
okay,
over 0.5 point,
yeah,
and then maybe one other thing. I just wanted to get it going a little bit higher, and, like, nothing hit, because I thought it was going to be one of those 6-7 goal type of games.
Me too.
Didn't hit. It's all good. I like your thought process, though.
But now I feel even better now for tomorrow night.
Oh, hell no.
The Rangers.
Oh, no. I'm going to let you do that one. You let me know how it goes.
All right. I'll keep you informed after that game on Thursday. All right. Let's take a timeout. I want to continue the conversation about quarterbacks and what's going down with J.J. McCarthy and where Denver could end up if J.J. actually continues to climb. A 3-team battle for 2 quarterbacks, a 4-team battle for 3 quarterbacks. What does it look like, and how can Denver win that battle? That's next.
Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan presents Stokely and Josh.
All right, the games in the NCAA tournament will be back in action tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and then, of course, through the weekend, and you'll get the Elite Eight set going into set up, of course, the big Final Four games the following weekend. But we know your bracket may be busted. We know maybe some of ours are busted. So if it is, you got a second chance. A second chance bracket. Thanks to our friends at Sport Clips. It's a chance at $1,000. You might have missed out on the $5,000, but $1,000 still on the line in the second chance bracket. Plus, a pair of tickets to every concert and the PRCA rodeo event at the daddy of them all up in Cheyenne. It's denversports.com/hoops. You can just hit that banner at the top of the page there. But remember, the games start tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening, and you have to have that second chance bracket filled out by then. So go to denversports.com/hoops. Get it done. The Sport Quips second chance bracket. Go get yourself $1,000 right there. All right, Stoke, want to get into some Broncos conversation. I want to talk about a few things that we've chatted about through the week, about how high the list, or how high J.J. McCarthy is getting on the list of quarterbacks, if he's really going to leap Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and have these teams chasing after J.J. McCarthy. So if J.J. does go up, and let's use Tom Pelissero's report, the Commanders love him, and they pick him at two. So that would leave, what, Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and Bo Nix out there with New England for sure, Minnesota for sure, and Denver for sure wanting to get a quarterback. I don't know how you officially feel about New York, but if someone's available, they would be interested, right, is kind of my feeling on it. So there's three, four teams, if you want to include the Giants there, that are going to be in the mix and fighting for Drake May, Jaden Daniels, and Bo Nix all before pick number 12.
Yeah, exactly. And there's always could be a surprise team. You just never know. And I think when you look at the Giants and their situation, they're in play. They got to be in play for a quarterback. If a guy that they really like is there, you think they're going to take a wide receiver? No, I think they're going to take that quarterback. Mm-hmm. So now you got to like the guy. Obviously, got to love him. But if he's there for him, I think they definitely take a quarterback. Why would you pass up that opportunity if you're the Giants in their situation? They can't feel great about Daniel Jones or Drew Locke.
That's right. I forgot they had Drew Locke.
The backup. So I think you would have to say the Giants are in consideration to take a quarterback early. So if you're the Broncos, you're looking at the situation. If J.J. goes early at two, okay, you got two off the list. Now, you said you got three left.
Yeah, you'll have Drake May, Jaden, and Bo.
And you're not counting Penix Jr. in there.
I just feel like he's not a first rounder.
Yeah, okay. I mean, it could be a late first rounder.
There's been some mocks with the Raiders taking a chance at 13. There's been some mocks of a Raiders team getting back in and taking it, like, I saw one at 22 okay. or something like that, along those lines. But
yeah,
it feels
later,
like it's
later first
early.
Rounder, yeah. Probably, if it is in the first mm-hmm. round. Fair to say?
Yep.
Okay. So now you have, like you laid it out there, you have the Patriots, you have the Giants, and you have the Vikings, right? And the Broncos. So you have 4 for 3.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly. Yeah. 4 for 3. So, and
Nobody's
you're not
dancing by themselves.
Right. Exactly. You know that feeling, right?
Of course.
Yeah.
I went to prom every year.
Right. By myself.
Yeah.
I had an awful prom my junior year. Should have just never even gone.
Oh,
awful,
really?
Awful.
Tell me real quick.
No. Just awful, awful. Just scarred for life. Anyway.
That means it's an awesome story.
No, it's not really. It's just terrible. So the third pick there with the Patriots, they're taking a quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to take one. And so now, what do you have? You have Giants,
yep.
Vikings, Broncos, 3 for 2. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right, we just minus a team and minus a player. So you got 3 for 2. Let's just say, who do you think the Patriots take? If J.J. McCarthy is gone at two, you're on the clock, Gerard Mayo, Bobby Kraft, straight out of the massage parlor.
That's right.
Getting his massage, right? Heading into the draft mm-hmm. room, really relaxed.
Yeah.
Who are you going to take?
I am picking Jaden Daniels.
There you go.
How about you?
I agree with you.
Okay.
I agree with you. Let's take him off the list.
So there's New England and Jaden Daniels are now out.
Yes.
Okay.
And so now we have 3 for 2.
Mm-hmm.
Is that correct?
That's correct. Bo Nix, Drake May, the Giants, the Vikings, the Broncos.
Okay. Now you got to make a move.
Mm.
Now, if you really want one, you got to make a move and try to get to four. If you're Sean Payton, or if you love J.J. and you don't love the rest of them, you just see how it plays out and you're patient. I think that's got to be the situation. Okay, hey, we absolutely love this Drake May guy. We love him. Can't believe he fell to four. Let's go try to get him. Mm-hmm. Let's make a move. And maybe the Giants, they're just going to be patient where they're at. And if a quarterback falls to them, then, okay, we'll take a quarterback. If not, we'll take a wide receiver,
yeah.
Right? And the Vikings, maybe they don't love Drake May and Bo Nix. Maybe they wanted J.J. McCarthy. That's why they got the other first-round pick. So maybe you can get up to four and go get your quarterback. Mm-hmm. But if it's not, if you don't love one of those two, then you just sit and see how things play out if you're the Denver Broncos. Okay, so the fourth pick happens. Let's just say the Cardinals take Harrison Jr.
Okay.
Fifth pick happens. I don't really care who the Chargers take. Sixth pick comes up. All right. The Giants take a wide receiver.
Okay.
Let's go, right? So now.
So now it's two for two.
Two for two.
Okay.
Two for two, brother. Now we're in a much better spot. We haven't done anything. And we still have Bo Nix and Drake May sitting there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is how this thing can play out. So you don't want to panic and move up. And sometimes you just got to be patient to see how things play out there. And Titans aren't taking a quarterback. Falcons aren't taking a quarterback. Bears aren't taking a quarterback. They already took one at one. Jets aren't taking a quarterback. And now you got the Vikings and the Broncos right there.
Yeah.
So those two teams are in play to take a quarterback. Now, okay, if you like one of those two, if you really like Drake May, okay, and you're looking at it and saying, all right, we've been patient enough, and it gets to, let's say, the Atlanta Falcons at eight.
Okay.
We got to make a move. We got to make a move. Let's go. We got to jump the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
We have to jump them because we want our guy. We don't want them to dictate who we take.
No.
Guess what? We're going to dictate who they take.
That's right.
We're the real players here, right? And so you got to jump the Vikings to get up to, I don't know, you can get to seven, mm-hmm. Titans, eight Bears, eight Falcons, nine Bears. All those teams would trade those picks to move back a couple picks, mm-hmm. and gather more draft picks, right?
Oh, yeah.
So that's actually how I think this thing's going to break down. That's it right there.
So all this stuff with JJ is real. Like, he's a top three pick.
I believe so.
Mm.
I believe that's where we're heading. And if it's Jaden Daniels at two, I think JJ goes three. It's just the way it's looking,
yeah.
to the Patriots there. So I think it's going to be two for two there at the end. And then the Broncos have to move up a few spots, just a few spots. We don't have to give up like 2035 first-round pick. Broncos have finally got their first-round picks back, right?
Yeah.
So we don't have to give up like the whole world to move up to four. We just give up a second-rounder next year, whatever the case may be, second and a third, whatever. And we move up three spots. We get our guy, whether it be Drake May or Bo Nix, and that's how I see it playing out.
And see, that is what I would be all right with. That's, again, we talked about not sacrificing the firsts, 2025 first to 2026 first, and that's the cost of doing business to get up to four, to even Arizona. Obviously, the Cardinals aren't going to trade with you, and if the Giants are in this quarterback business, they're not answering that phone call either. So I'm all right with a second. I'm all right with a second and a third to go get the guy that you want if it comes down to the final two, but I am not all right with first-round picks and mortgaging the future because there's just so many holes on the roster. If this was the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, we used that comparison a lot early on in the offseason. Like, if that roster looked a little bit more like that, I might be willing to have that conversation. But right now, with what the Broncos don't have in the 53-man roster, you cannot sacrifice two first-round draft picks. You just continue to kick the can down the road, and I'm tired of that process.
Yeah, it's two plus plus.
Yeah.
You know, it's 2025 and 26, and then it's a second and a third, and they're probably two, something like that. So, no, you're just not in a position to do that. You're right. If you're Tampa, you could have done it,
sure,
with that roster. We don't have that roster. We need a lot over here. I don't like that move either to go up to number four and make a big splashy trade. Just stay patient.
Yeah.
Be patient. Right? What do they say?
If you build it, they will come.
Yes, and they also say patience is a virtue.
Okay.
But they say both of those things,
yes,
Josh.
That's right.
That's what they say.
All right, we'll take a timeout. How do you feel about a Broncos country? You willing to sacrifice first-round picks for the quarterback that Sean is in love with? Tell us at 303-713-1043. That's the text line powered by Ramos Law. When we get back, there was an announcement in the NFL yesterday. There'll be another playoff game on a streaming service coming this season. Remember how mad the world was about that last year? Well, you might have this service, which will make you less angry. We'll give you the details next.
It's Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
to get into a couple of changes for the NFL in the sec here, Stoke.
Most likely to settle down, plant a few roots real deep and let them grow.
Okay, let's go.
But we can't stop this real world.
There we go. I keep going in and out. I don't know what's happening.
What'd you do? Did you hear me singing?
I heard you singing, but then I couldn't hear anything.
Did the world hear me singing? Okay, good, yeah. Good.
Oh, you want them to hear you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn right. Let's go.
I have some news coming out of Boulder again before we get into the NFL stuff.
Oh.
Something's going on up in Boulder right now.
Like what?
We told you Eddie Lampkin's transferring. He's going to hit the transfer portal and do his final year, his COVID year at another university. News coming out right now that guard Javon Hadley is going to also enter the transfer portal. A 6'6" senior, I thought he was younger, averaged 11.6 rebounds, 2 assists a game. I thought he'd come back and kind of be the guy if KJ Simpson decided to go pro. But now we're talking about Lampkin and Hadley both leaving, that played huge roles for Tad's Buffaloes this season. I'm a little taken back by this. I don't understand why. Money, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, hey, welcome to 2024 NCAA sports.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
The team I root for to go get money.
Right, exactly.
That's what I'm doing right now.
I mean, it's a wild, wild west still. So, if you're in a lot of these kids' situation, I don't blame them. Let me go see what's out there.
Yeah.
I want to take a peek. What is my value? It's free agency every year for these kids.
True.
Who's got it better than college kids, right? College athletes. No one.
Nobody.
To quote the Harbaugh.
That's right.
Nobody. Seriously. They got it made.
Mm-hmm.
So why would you not see what your true value is? So a lot of these kids aren't going to the NBA. They're trying to get paid now.
Sure.
And they're just playing by within the rules, how the rules are set up. So, I wouldn't be surprised if there's more.
More of CU?
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
You just look at the situation, and I kind of expect this every year, all across the college sports, whether it be basketball, football. I mean, why would you not?
Yeah. I guess test the market if the market allows you to test it, right?
That's right.
So that's the latest. Right. Losing a couple starters up there for now. We'll see what it looks like when they actually have to slap that roster together on paper and get ready for the 24-25 season for the Buffaloes. But that's the latest coming up off Boulder this morning. All right, couple things in the NFL, Stoke. Remember the Peacock wild card game? And the world lost their minds, right? Nobody knew it was going to be on Peacock. Then the day comes, it's on Peacock, and no one has Peacock. And you got to go pay $5 a month to go get it. By the way, that experiment worked. Xfinity or whoever, NBC owns Peacock, right? Said that 71% of the people that subscribed to Peacock that day stayed subscribed to Peacock after that. So they got their money out of the deal from the NFL. This year, we'll have a wild card game on Amazon Prime.
Okay. So last year we had one.
Peacock.
On Peacock. Yep. Was that it, though?
Yeah, that was it.
Okay.
That was it. Because it was a wild card game. I think it was the Chiefs and Dolphins.
Yes, yeah, I
Chiefs
think you're right. Did we have a, I'm trying to think, are there regular season games on Peacock? I'm getting all, I know that's NBC affiliated.
Yeah, that's NBC. I don't football. I think Notre Dame might throw some games on there.
Okay.
But not
I'm just
the
trying
NFL.
To get all this straightened out here on, but they kept a lot of subscribers.
71%.
And now we're going to have a, they're not going to have one next year?
Peacock is out.
They're out.
They didn't win the bid is what I'm assuming.
Okay.
But Amazon Prime won the bid. Now, people aren't going to be as mad because we all have Amazon Prime. And
right.
We all watch Thursday Night Football. And it's on Amazon Prime. So we're already there. But it's not going away from a streaming service. This year, people won't be as upset because we have it, as I mentioned. But it goes back to Peacock or Paramount Plus or Netflix. Everybody has Netflix, too. But you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Apple TV lands a bid. This is not going away. Playoff games on streaming services are only beginning. They'll add, and they'll continue to add.
Yeah, it's all good. I'm not going to sit here and be mad about it or fight it. This is where we're going, folks. So if you're old like me, and you might as well just get used to it. You either get on board or you just get frustrated for no reason. It's not going back to the remote, click, click, channel up and down type of thing. It's all the streaming stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm finally getting to, know how to do this stuff.
Yeah.
I did it last night. I was
nice.
So proud of myself at the spot, right? And it's like, all right, we got to go to Fubo or Fubu.
Fubo.
Fubo. Yeah. I got to go to Fubo, and then you know, click down, find it, boom, click on it, and then you know, find the Avs.
You didn't have to call Cameron?
Huh? No.
You handled all that.
I did.
Dang.
See, it's like anything else in life, Josh. Once you you have to do it yourself. That's how you learn.
Mm.
Right? It's not watching someone else do it. I actually had to do it before and had to go through the process, and then someone was telling me while I was doing it. And now guess what? I got it down.
Yeah.
So I know how to do it. That's just where we're at. That's where we're at, and that's where our viewership is going. It's going to a lot of streaming.
It is. It is. And you know what? That's a very mature approach from you, Stoke.
Thank you, Josh.
Very mature.
Thank you. It feels like that. I feel like I'm all grown up and stuff.
Because I'll have, like, my Uncle Troy. You know my Uncle Troy, right?
Yeah, Uncle
Troy. Just calling and dog cussing me on Sundays, like, how come I can't get this game? What do I need to download? And I'm like, hey, dial it back, buddy. Let me walk you through this.
Deep breath. And we don't want another heart attack from Uncle Troy.
We'll get the game on for you. It's all good. So, I'm not as upset about it either, and I'm with you. You know what I'd honestly prefer? Maybe I'm the minority here. Put them all on a streaming service so I can officially get rid of cable. Like, put everything I want to consume on a... either, you know, pay-per-view type of thing, or, hey, NFL is on Amazon. NFL is on Peacock now. I'll buy that and completely just get rid of my cable.
I think you kind of can.
Well, with, like, Fubo and stuff like
that.
Right. Yeah.
You got all these different apps and YouTube TV and all these different things that you can get to pretty much be done with cable TV.
Cut the cord?
I just can't do it.
I'm afraid, too.
I just can't do it because I do. I like being in my room with my dish and being able to push the on button and do it like I've always done. So I still like having that. Now, I know football viewership and some of this other stuff I still have to do, but, you know, when I want to watch my Datelines, I like to be able to go to my recordings and click on down like I used to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so I still like that. So, yeah, I'm not moving away from it, but I think you kind of can.
Yeah, you just have to have both at this point for now. If you're like us where you just...
Right.
Traditionally, you know what you look for.
Yeah, but I think if you want to, like, you might miss out on a couple things.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure.
There's always a way, though.
Right, there's always a way. Mm-hmm. Where there's a will, there's a way.
That's right. I was watching Dateline last night. You see that bridge in Baltimore collapse?
Dude.
That was gnarly, man.
It's awful.
That was terrible.
I know. That's just terrible.
Sad stuff. All right, so what do you think about it? There's one text, and this is... First of all, I don't believe you, Texter. And second, this is...
Calling him a liar right off the bat. I like that.
It's the only text that we've got about everybody else is saying what we're saying. Man, you adjust. You have to do it. You find what you want to watch. I just won't watch. Bleep those greedy you-know-whats. And that's what I'm saying. You're a liar. You're going to watch. It's football. We watch.
I mean, like, okay, so who are you hurting here?
Yourself.
Exactly. You're not hurting billionaires.
No.
You're not hurting the NFL. The NFL will be fine if that texter doesn't watch football.
They'll
be fine. So it's like they're not going anywhere. This thing isn't slowing down. It's like the protests of people saying they're not going to watch the Rockies. You know, mm-hmm. I don't know who is the Marilats of the world, right? It's like, dude, you're not doing anything. You're really not. So all you're doing is, especially if you enjoy it. Now, if you don't enjoy football, then perfect.
Right.
Don't watch it. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, to each their own. But if you like football and you're going to say, I'm going to stick it to those greedy you-know-whats. No, you're not.
Yeah.
They don't know who you are. They're not going to miss your, you know, $5 a month
or
whatever it is. They're just not. So all you're doing is hurting yourself. Mm-hmm. Live life, man. You only got one to live. Don't get on board.
Yeah.
Get on board because you're one person protest. Yeah.
No.
Ain't doing nothing. Ain't
doing nothing.
Yeah.
I have a couple of buddies that refuse to go to Rockies games, and it's the same thing. I'm like, oh, man, what a pro. You guys are really sticking it to the Monfords right there.
I don't know. He's like pacing around the stadium there.
Yeah. Your three friends are going, let alone 36 other thousand that are going to be there buying beers and eating concessions and paying for parking and all that good stuff. So it's fun to say on Twitter, but it makes absolutely zero difference.
It really does. And so all you're doing is hurting yourself.
Yeah.
Then, so... Like I'm gonna get on board. It's not just football, folks. It's not the NFL. So you're gonna be pretty much protesting everything then.
Yeah.
Because all our viewership stuff is starting to go to streaming. You've seen what's happened the last 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, imagine, you know, 5 years from now. So, all right, old boy over there, he's going to be watching nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
Cool, all right.
And, I mean, Netflix already has the Jake Paul Mike Tyson. I know that's kind of a gimmick of it, but a lot of sports
that?
Are coming into Netflix, too, this summer.
Ooh.
I'm into that a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Dude. Mike's my guy.
I want Mike. I want to see a 57-year-old knock out a 27-year-old.
Right. Mike's my guy, like
Ricky Ross.
Ricky Ross is your guy, right?
All right.
Yeah, there we go.
Yes.
That's our buddies.
All right.
So what do you think? What do you think? Real quick, what do you think? Right now, who wins that fight?
Jake Paul.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to root for him.
Right.
He's 30 years. You know, 30 years.
Have you seen you watch Tyson like spar and practice?
Yeah.
Like you see stuff, it's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
This guy, like, if he hits you with one of those.
And then I also watch him eat psychedelics, and I'm like, well, what's going on there?
You can still perform, right?
I guess. I don't know. I've never tried.
Fixing to find out.
Yeah. It'll be fun come this summer. All right. Let's preview a bit of the Nuggets game. Who's going to play tonight for the Nuggets? Who's going to play for the dang Suns? We'll tell you what we know as of now, next.
You're listening to Stokely and Josh on Denver's Sports Station, 104.3 The Fan.
All right, Nuggets got a big one tonight. They got the Suns in town. They are going to play on ESPN. They say 8 o'clock, but that's not true. It's more like 8:15, 8:20, I think is what it will be. They're the second game of a TNT doubleheader. And, of course, the question, Stoke, is who's playing for the Denver Nuggets? As of right now, Jamal Murray and Aaron Gordon are listed as questionable. Nikola Jokic and Michael Porter Jr. both expected to play. Zeke Nnaji, what are they going to do without Zeke?
Uh-oh.
He is out tonight as well.
Oh, no.
And then on the other side of this, the Suns have listed Bradley Beal. What a surprise. He's questionable with a right finger sprain. He and Yusuf Nurkic both left the game against the Spurs the other night with injuries. Nurk's was a right ankle. So Beal, Nurk, questionable, just like Aaron Gordon and Jamal Murray. But Nikola's going, Michael's going. When Nikola goes, you should feel good about the Nuggets.
Yeah, I mean, in a game like this, you're going to need your dudes probably, though. And I look at Jamal and Aaron Gordon, and I just think they're going to play. Right, especially Aaron Gordon.
Yeah.
I don't know, like last game it was like fascia or something.
Yeah.
Is that like plantar fasciitis type of thing? Which makes me nervous when I saw that because that's not good. That hurts if you've ever had plantar fasciitis. That's not good. So hopefully it's just one of those things where it's like nothing really and they're just making something up so he can have a night off. But I'm expecting him to play, and I'm expecting Jamal to play because it's just Jamal. You know he wants to play.
Yeah, he does.
And so I'm expecting all the dudes to be out there tonight, and should be a really, really good one. I'm looking forward to it. And last time they matched up, it was an overtime game, and the Suns got them. So Suns need a win.
Mm-hmm.
They had a bad loss in their last game to San Antonio Spurs without Victor Wembanyama in the lineup. So it should be a really good game.
And the Suns, obviously the Nuggets are playing for first, right? They're trying to chase down the number one overall seed in the West, home court advantage for the playoffs, all that good stuff. But the Suns, they're fighting for their play-in lives.
That's right.
They're not even in the full playoffs yet, but they're only a half game out of that situation. But these are all games now down the stretch where the Suns have 9 games left. They got to win as many of these as they possibly can to avoid that play-in situation in series, and then anything can happen there. So if you're the Suns, you're looking at this of, we got to get Bradley in here, we got to get Nurk in here to have a big body to bang against Nikola Jokic, and we have to go steal a victory against the Denver Nuggets. So I would expect to see Yusuf Nurkic. I would expect to see Bradley Beal tonight. And then obviously what Kevin Durant and Devin Booker provide are big-time players. But let's go back to that game we're talking about. Remember who it was? Grayson Allen.
That's right.
Close out at the damn three-point line and limit that dude from making 900 threes the way he did in the last game.
I forgot about
that.
He
killed him, remember?
He was unbelievable. I mean, he made like, he was like 7 for 7 from, or 8 for 8.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like, he pulled up like one step inside a half court and took a shot. Like, okay, if this guy makes this, all right, it's just time to turn it off. Let's just walk off the court. Thank goodness he missed it. But yeah, it was unbelievable how he started that game. And, And the Nuggets were behind, I think, big early. Yeah. They fought back there and tied it up. But, yeah, Grayson Allen had himself a night that night.
Mm-hmm.
But you're right. Looking at the standings here, and I was watching that Mavs-Kings game last night, yeah. And Mavs just, like, smacked them around in Sacramento, which I was very surprised by that. You look at, like, where the play-in game is and where the sixth seed, it goes from six. Then 7, 8, 9, 10 are all the play-in games, mm-hmm. right? And it's, I mean, there's some teams in there. Sacramento, it's at 7. Suns, 8. Lakers, 9. Warriors, 10. And Houston Rockets are only one game behind the Warriors, BTW.
Wow.
I mean, so they're not out of it. The Warriors aren't even in yet. Dallas is just one game ahead of Sacramento there to not be in the play-in game. So there's a lot of jockeying going on. This is what the NBA wanted when they did the play-in games, and I think it's turned out to be a really good thing here. Mm-hmm. And so there's going to be some exciting basketball there. The Nuggets, OKC, obviously, in Minnesota, all kind of log jam there for the number 1, 2, and 3 seed. So down the stretch here, going to be some good ball to watch.
Yes, there is. And I hope I don't have to eat these words at some point in the near future. But I am no longer intimidated or afraid of the Phoenix Suns.
Oh, man. Yeah. I hate when you do this.
I don't think they're real, man.
Gosh. I know. I.
You don't want me to say it, though?
Right.
Oh, okay.
Right. Don't say that.
Well, we do
you
get
know,
paid
it's,
to
it's
speak.
Like, huh?
We do get paid to speak.
We can speak about other things. You know why I hate it? It's like the guy, like, you know, it's halftime of a game, and your buddy looks at you like, "Hey, what bets do you have tonight?" Mm-hmm. or whatever. You tell him like, "Oh, that's a win. That's an easy win." Like, dude, it's only halftime. No, it's not. have you ever bet in your life? Like, things can change quickly, and then of course it doesn't hit.
Yep.
And you blame your buddy for it. So if something happens, I'm blaming you.
Okay.
You're taking the blame.
I'll take that
if
blame.
If something crazy happens, I get it with Phoenix. Because they are that team that's like, okay, they're so talented, but they can't ever take that next step. And they've had some really good teams over the last decade. But, man, I just, like, the way that I view this thing, I'll take the Nuggets over anybody. But it's like, man, when you got Kevin Durant and Booker, like, you got two dudes, just be careful, right? Just be careful because if those guys get hot and those other knuckleheads around them, like Grayson Allen,
mm-hmm.
you know, Eric Gordon, Bill, Yusef, Nurkic, you know, guys like that, like play better than they did last year
mm-hmm.
when they had no help in the playoffs. Like they had no bench. They had no help in the playoffs. Much better team this year. I'm just nervous about, you know, putting that juju and that karma out in the world. So I'd rather not speak on it just like, let a sleeping dog lie.
Okay.
Let's not wait. Let's just shh, shh, shh.
Yeah.
Let's not talk about it.
See, and I go the other way.
Right, right.
I'm like, hey, Suns and Four Guy, eat it, because you're about to get swept this time around.
Suns and Four Guy, come see Josh this year.
Yeah,
come
that's
on
exactly
down. Come
right.
down to ball. He's ready.
I did see him once out. He was on a date in which the lady drove, and I thought that was interesting.
Oh. What are you doing? Stalking this guy?
No, we just were at the same facility.
Huh?
The same restaurant.
Yeah, like, I mean,
but then I saw, like,
how do you even know who he is?
I mean, dude, the world knew who he was at that time.
So this was right after?
Right after.
Oh, I didn't know if it was 3 years later. You were still following him around town.
Yeah, last night I showed up at his apartment.
Like, hey, buddy, I'm ready.
I'm like, I'm not afraid of the Suns anymore.
So
he punched me in the face. I left.
Right. Perfect.
All right. So what do you think? Am I getting ahead of myself, Nuggets fans? Should I have kept that to myself? Or do you feel the same way about the Phoenix Suns? Let us know at 303-713-1043. That's the RamosLaw.com text line.
So for me, like, I'm almost like, and look, like I said, I feel good about, I'll play anybody. Like, whatever. Like, let's go.
Yeah.
Right? But I'm a little bit, I feel like I'm a little bit like Michael Malone. Nervous Nelly.
Oh, okay.
That's just the way I am because I don't want to disrespect any of these teams. These teams have some dudes. And it's almost like last night in hockey. If it's just not, if the ball's not bouncing the right way for you, anything can happen, you know? And so that's why I'm just kind of, I want to be cautious. I don't want to be humble.
Oh, okay.
Stay humble.
Okay.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Stay humble.
And I want to be arrogant.
Right,
cocky.
Yes, right, yes. Right, you do you, yeah, I'll do me, and then we'll find that happy medium and we'll go win another damn championship.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about. What do you think about it, Nuggets fans? All right, we know mock drafts can get crazy. I think we found the craziest one yet. A strange trade. Details on this move in the mock next.